Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Summer on Blossom Street by Debbie Maycomer, performed by Delilah.
Chapter 1. Linda Getz. In knitting, as in life, we grow when we challenge ourselves. The concentration required to learn a new stitch or technique is good for both our hands and our brains. Bev Gaelscoss, Fiber Trends Patterns, and U.S. distributor of Naturally New Zealand Yarns, www.fibertrends.com. Wednesday morning, a not-so-perfect June day, I turned over the open sign on my yarn store on Blossom Street. Standing in the doorway, I breathed in the sweet scent of daylilies, gladiolas, roses, and lavender from Susanna's Garden, the flower shop next door. It was the beginning of summer on Blossom Street, and although the sky was overcast and rain threatened to fall at any moment, the sun shone brightly in my heart. My husband Brad always laughs when I say things like that, but I don't care. As a woman who's survived cancer not once but twice, I feel entitled to the occasional sentimental remark, especially today. I took in a deep breath and exhaled slowly, enjoying the early morning peace. I just don't think there's any place more beautiful than summer in Seattle, particularly on Blossom Street. All the flowers spilling out of Susanna's gardens are one of the benefits. The array of colors, as well as the heady perfume drifting in my direction, makes me so glad a good yarn is located where it is. Whiskers, my cat, ambled across the hardwood floor and leaped into the window display. Nestled